Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has met with more than a dozen senior staff members.
It is Wednesday, and that's the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what is going on in state politics. So Michigan has the potential, like all states, to get federal money to insure lots of low-income people through Medicaid. Governor Snyder wants this to happen, but the legislature's not so on board. Jack, why not?
Well, basically, Kyle, they're ideologically against expanding government health care in any event. They don't like President Obama and Obamacare. This is a Republican majority. And so they're unwilling to do it, or they say they're unwilling to do it unless they attach conditions to it, such as a 48-month cutoff, which the administration almost certainly wouldn't go along with. Now, what this would mean, if it's accepted, is the federal government would pay all the cost for insuring initially 320,000 Michiganders. That would rise to almost 500,000. And the most Michigan would ever have to pay is 10%. That wouldn't start till some payment 2017, 10% after 2020. And businesses alone would gain a lot of money, maybe $80 million a year from insurance costs they wouldn't have to pick up, not to speak of employees who are healthier. But the legislature just doesn't want to do it. Now, there's a lot of behind the scenes going on, trying to hammer out some compromise where maybe they would pay some kind of a fee, and that fee may or may not be enforced. But it's not clear that's going to be done. But it's clear that a lot of people in Michigan will lose out if the legislature doesn't go along with this.
Mm. Let's talk about Terry Lynn Land. She's a Grand Rapids native, former Secretary of State, and she just announced that she's going to run for U.S. Senate in 2014. So at this point, she's actually the only Republican nominee to put herself out there. Who is this woman?
Well, she's very well known. I'm going to talk about her more at 1:30 today, but we have to remember that she won twice statewide. She was elected Secretary of State twice by large margins in years in which Democrats elected a governor. So she's a proven vote-getter. She's a very down-to-earth person. She's more of a moderate Republican. She's sort of moved to the right, but she comes across as being somebody like everybody's neighbor. She was inspired by Gerald Ford years ago. She's 55 years old, and I think she might be a very strong candidate. Now, Republicans have been waiting to see if Congressman Mike Rogers gets in. A lot of speculation that Justin Amash, a very young congressman from Terry Lynn Land's own part of the state, will probably run. He would appeal to Tea Party folks, but Land is the first sort of major league candidate to get into this race. And, of course, Republicans haven't won a U.S. Senate race in Michigan in a long, long time.
You know, if she did win, how would she represent us down in D.C.?
Well, it's hard to say, although she almost certainly would side with the Republicans in the Senate on a lot of issues. This is going to be a big issue because in 2014, there's going to be a lot more Democratic incumbents running than Republicans. Democrats now have a 10-seat majority in the Senate. Republicans would have to gain a net of 6 seats for control. That's sort of a long shot, but they're going to try hard to do it, and every little bit helps. So she would certainly be a more conservative voice in the Senate than Carl Levin has been for all these years.
Jack, in just the minute that we have left, I want to talk about Hamtramck. You know, Governor Snyder has said it's official. It faces a financial emergency. What happens now?
Well, what will happen now is probably somewhat similar to what's happened in other cities. There'll be a review team and almost certainly an emergency manager. Hamtramck was under an emergency manager from 2000 to 2007. At that time, it was my perception that it was actually a case of Hamtramck is certainly not a rich city, but it was more politicians misbehaving and not watching the spending than the sort of thing that's going on in Detroit. So we'll have to see what happens here. It's an interesting footnote that the man who's now the emergency manager in Pontiac, Bud Schimmel, was the emergency manager in Hamtramck before, so he might have some insight in this situation. But again, more and more cities in Michigan falling under emergency manager status.
Jack, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Our pleasure.